A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what it means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Gospel of the Lord. I love this scripture, and I wonder if I love it just a bit much. What I desire is mercy and not sacrifice. Because I picture God as a merciful God first. But I wonder, Jesus' greatest work, even more than his mercy, was perhaps his sacrifice, his death on the cross. So how am I to understand this? Maybe, well, I don't know. 'Tis beyond me. I can't balance it. I can't figure it out. And so I wait for God to show me. What does this mean for me today, this mystery? This balance between mercy and sacrifice, how am I to understand it today and to relate it to you who I don't even see out there listening? And this is where I say, what I need is an inspiration from God. And 'tis not coming. 'Tis not. And so I know my need. And that's perhaps today the deeper part of the scripture for me. Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." I recognize my need for God's inspiration, even to understand a simple passage like this. I can't do it. I can only do it with God's help. Maybe my mind isn't sick. Maybe it's just weak. But 'tis true. And so what I want to say today is nothing about mercy or sacrifice. 'Tis something about need and Jesus. And I want you to ask yourself, do you really need Jesus in your life every day? And if you don't, maybe that's a problem.